We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hands off to Jonathan Taylor. Hughes hole. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 10, 5. Touchdown. Jonathan Taylor made a man miss the line of scrimmage and then runs it into Painter in a one-handed INT. Are you kidding me? Kenny Moore.
What a play by Nyheim Hines.
Horseshoe is back, baby. The horseshoe is back.
What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the Bring the Juice Colts podcast. Cody Felger, Daniel Bragg on here with us again. Daniel, I wish we could be recording together on a little bit of a happier subject, but unfortunately for all of Colts Nation, and I haven't been on Twitter much today because it has been an absolute disaster zone so far. Carson Wentz suffers an injury to his foot, and he's now, this is kind of the updated. We've been kind of questioning, okay, what's it going to look like for Carson Wentz, right? Is he going to miss just a couple days? Is it going to be a couple weeks? Is it going to leak into the regular season? So I'll just kind of – I have a couple updates here from some different people because the Colts have been trying to figure that out this whole day as well. The first thing is Carson Wentz is expected to miss multiple weeks. He's expected to miss pretty much the entire preseason, which obviously we can talk about that before we get – you know, to the other part of this, but just that alone, Daniel, I think that kind of sucks for Carson Wentz because obviously you want to build that chemistry. He's only had a couple days to start building that chemistry with these guys, and now he's out for the entire preseason and all of training camp. So that obviously sucks. What kind of impact do you think maybe that would have on Carson Wentz and maybe this Colts offense's chemistry, say he does come back like week one or something?
If he's not able to come back until week one, which is more than likely the best case scenario right now, obviously it's going to play a part into his timing with all the receivers, you know, only having basically 2 days, at least in training camp with him. I don't know what they were doing before that point, but, you know, I believe he was at OTAs and all that stuff. So, I mean, it all depends on the work, but I mean, training camp time is invaluable in the NFL. So, you know, missing that time is going to be, I'm not going to say huge because I think he's a professional. He's been doing this for a few years now. He's got experience with Frank Reich. He knows for the most part at this point, you probably know the playbook front and back for the most part. And yeah, I think it's more the timing thing. But again, when you've got guys like T.Y. who've got experience, you know, I don't think it's going to play a huge part, but I mean, yeah, there will be some missed throws in week one and week two if he is able to come back for the very beginning of the season. And I think him missing all the training camp, I don't think you have to temper all the expectations for the entire season. But those first two games, definitely, they're not easy going up against the NFC West. And, you know, if he is back, you know, I thought they could go at least 1-1 against, you know, coming out the gate against Seahawks and the Rams playing at home in both games. But now, you know, we don't know what to expect out of the Rams, especially with Stafford out there now. So, you know, I'm not panicking in any way, but, you know, with him missing all the training camp, we do have to temper the expectations at least a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you talked about it a little bit. I think there will be some rust. There was some rust even in day one of training camp with Carson Wentz and Jacob Eason. And so I think there will be certainly some rust with these guys. And even you saw last year with Phillip Rivers, right? I mean, he had a little bit of rust to knock off as well and some timing to get. I mean, the first half of the season, Phillip Rivers was decent, but like not even.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Not even close to how good he was in the second half of the season. So I think as he gets more, you know, more chemistry with these guys and stuff like that, and as they get the timing down and stuff, I do think he will get better. But yeah, I think right away, we shouldn't be expecting him to come out there and play like an MVP. I mean, I just don't think we should. I don't think that's realistic right now. But there's a couple scenarios here for Carson Wentz. Now, obviously, we talked about he could be out there week one. They've also thrown surgery out there as an option, potentially a minor surgery. So the good thing is all this is sounding minor from everything that everybody said. So it's not like a season-ending injury, which is like, thank goodness, that is not – because you just hate to see them on the third day of training camp. How 100%. Many times have we seen, man, just different players, not necessarily on the Colts, but different star players go down so early in training camp, and it just ruins your whole season basically. So it's good that, you know, obviously you don't want it to happen, but if you have an injury like this, you're glad it's this early where it's really not going to bleed hopefully much into the regular season, and that it's a minor injury and hopefully he will be back. And Carson Wentz is a tough player, man. I mean, he played through – I mean, you even saw that year when he was basically the MVP. He tore his ACL, and he threw a touchdown, right? So he's a very tough player as well. I do feel like my gut says, based off of what we've seen of Carson Wentz, that if, you know, it's an option that he can play week one, he's going to play. I just feel like it. Maybe his mobility might be a little bit more limited potentially, but I feel like he's such a competitor. It would be hard for me to see him not be out there. Now, again – if the injury is significant enough where the doctors won't clear him, then that's another thing. But certainly I feel like if surgery's on the table, okay, then we're looking into maybe week two, week three of Carson Wentz coming back. But if it's just like rehab, I feel like he has a really good chance to come back. And it seems like the Colts are being very overly cautious with this, which obviously you need to be with your starting quarterback. So what are your thoughts, I guess, overall on kind of the whole scenario there? Say, you know, Carson Wentz doesn't come back till week three or something like that. What in the world are the Colts going to do at quarterback, man? Like, are they going to sign a guy? Are they going to trade for a guy? What would you do personally if that worst case scenario happens here?
I mean, worst case scenario, he misses the whole season. Obviously, I don't think that's that serious. If he misses one or two games, I don't think they make a move. I mean, yeah. Any loss in the NFL is a big loss because there's only so many games on the schedule. But I really don't see them going out and grabbing a guy for 2 weeks. And, I mean, they've got Jacob Eason, who, granted, they didn't really do anything with at all last year. I mean, even practices late in the season, he was only getting like two or three reps the entire practice. I mean, they really were very methodical with how they wanted to develop Jacob Eason in year one. Now it's kind of – you know, there's no time to be methodical about it. He's got to go out there and either take this job, at least in the interim, or, you know, we're going to see Sam Ehlinger come out in his rookie season and take it. And I really, personally, I have no idea which one's going to start. In that scenario, I have no idea which one's going to start in week one. I know Easton's the odds-on favorite because he's been in the system for a year, but, you know, there were questions about Easton when he got drafted, and there's still questions about him even within the organization. So I don't know that he's the odds-on favorite to do it. You would assume that it would be him. But, you know, it's going to make camp a heck of a lot more interesting than anyone would ever want when it comes to the quarterback position. Because now there's actually a competition, and, you know, it'll be interesting. I really do hope that Wentz is able to rehab. The problem, or the area that I'm cautious about with Wentz in this situation is, you know, if he can be ready by week one, great. And if he thinks he's ready and the doctors clear him, great. However, Andrew Luck was cleared to play, you know, many times when he probably, looking back on it, shouldn't have been cleared. And I think they have to take that into account, and I hope they will, when, you know, debating whether or not to kind of rush him back from this injury. Now, from the sounds of it, again, it's not a huge injury, but anytime there's a ligament involved, you know, it's a pretty big injury. You know, a bone you can set and then it's healed in a few weeks. A ligament, that's a surgery, and if you don't surgically heal it and you just let it rehab, it's still weakened for a little bit. I mean, and I'm not a doctor, but, you know, I've had injuries. I'm not an athlete either, but still, I mean, we understand that ligaments are very much more of a factor. I mean, that's why ACLs are such a huge thing and whatnot. I mean, we all understand when it's muscles involved versus bones.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Muscles are huge. So, you know, I hope he can come back by week one, and I hope he doesn't rush it back. I hope he takes his time and does it the right way, because this team really does want him to be the quarterback of the future. I think he can be the quarterback of the future for this organization. But this is like his first test, and unfortunately it came 3 days in.
Yeah, it's just absolutely crazy. It's like you can't imagine these things happening, man. It's just so unforeseen at this point. It seems, man, like ever since the whole Andrew Luck debacle, we just haven't had great luck at quarterback. It's just kind of sucked. Obviously, Philip Rivers last year was pretty good for you, but man, it's just been a rough couple years for Colts fans, man. It kind of sucks. My last question, because this was a non-football contact injury there when he was rolling out is what they were saying. And I saw some people who were like saying, oh man, you know, if he's getting injured now, what's that going to mean? Is he going to last the whole season? You know, if he's getting injured by not even getting touched, what are your thoughts on that? Do you have any potential concerns about Carson Wentz? Say he gets back and he is 100%. Do you have any durability concerns with him after this injury?
If this was an injury that was something that he had already had prior, maybe. But, you know, this is a completely different thing. You know, the injuries happen again to athletes. We see them every single season. The Colts are going to see a lot more of them. Every NFL team is going to see a lot more of them. Again, it's only day three. So, you know, I don't have a glaring concern about it at all. If it was his knee again, you know, that's a pretty big indicator, you know, maybe there is an underlying issue because it would be multiple times now. But, you know, with this one, it does seem like, you know, as the experts have been kind of describing it, it's very minor. It's kind of one of those things that just happens. And even with surgery, you know, I don't think it's a huge issue going forward. He'll probably be, you know, like anybody would be, you know, ginger. Well, I don't know if he's going to be gingerly on it, because, you know, it's it's like they, I heard on the news today, you know, it's different than last year because, you know, Phillip Rivers, you know, people have been saying, well, you know, he played with a bruised toe or whatever the injury was. The difference was Phillip Rivers was a pocket quarterback and Carson Wentz uses his legs very much in the same way that Andrew Luck did. So, you know, he needs that foot to be healed. And if he doesn't have that, that extra layer to his offense of being able to be mobile and get out of the pocket, ideally, I mean, this offensive line shouldn't make him get out of the pocket very often, but if he can't roll out, you know, Frank can't call those plays that get the quarterback out of the pocket and get the defense a little bit unbalanced, you know, it would play a factor into it. So I'm not worried about his injury status going forward. I mean, again, if it was multiple times on this foot or whatever, then yeah, I think it's a worry. I think everybody, you know, anybody coming off, or not coming off of, but anybody that has suffered a season ending injury, I think everyone is always paranoid, no matter whether it was in their first year, their fifth year, their 10th year, it doesn't matter. You get one season ending injury and everyone's scared to death that you're going to, you know, break again. So yeah. I'm not deathly concerned of it. No.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. We may see a more immobile quarterback. We thought we were going to get a more mobile quarterback, but maybe early on we do see Carson Wentz more of a pocket passer, which maybe is going to be good for him. Maybe we'll see kind of how the Colts were able to use Phillip Rivers. Maybe Frank Reich brings that back a little bit more of those quick passes out to some of their guys. Obviously we'll see if he's even ready for week one, but now those are obviously conversations for down the road here in a couple weeks, but guys, that is our kind of breakdown of this Carson Wentz injury. Obviously, Derek put a video out earlier, just kind of a quick update. Now that we have a little bit better of an idea of how, you know, this is playing out with Carson Wentz, hopefully he'll be back by week one. Obviously, it's great news that it's not season ending, and hopefully he won't miss any time of note there. But thank you, Dana, for coming on, man. It's always a lot of fun having you on, and thank you guys for tuning in. Guys, this news is, it sucks, but don't freak out because I feel like there's still a really good chance that Carson Wentz is going to see most of the field this year. But that'll do it for this one, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.